Remember, you don't have to believe the ideas. You don't have to welcome the ideas. Some of the ideas you may actively resist. Some of the ideas you may find hard to believe. Some of the ideas you may see is quite startling. So you don't have to believe it. I'm not asking you to believe it. Nobody's trying to convert you tonight. I am sustained by the love of God. It's the answer to every problem that will confront you today, tomorrow, and throughout time. In this world, you believe that you are sustained by everything but God. In this world, you believe that you are sustained by everything but love. Your faith is placed in the most trivial and insane symbols. You believe in pills, money, protective clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, knowing the right people, and an endless list of forms of nothingness that you endow with magical powers. All these things are your replacements for the love of God. All these things are cherished to ensure body identification. All these things are songs of praise to the ego. Don't put your faith in pills, money, protective clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, and knowing the right people. It will not sustain you. Only God's love for you will sustain you. Only the love of your Creator for you will sustain you in all circumstances. The love of your Creator for you will lift you out of every trial and raise you high above all the perceived dangers of this world. Into a climate of perfect safety and perfect peace. The Creator's love for you will transport you into a state of mind that nothing can threaten, nothing can disturb, and where nothing can intrude upon the eternal calm of the Son of God. Put not your faith in illusions. Don't put your faith in pills, money, protected clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, knowing the right people. It will fail you. It will fail you. Put all your faith in the love of God within you. Put all your faith in what it is, eternal, changeless, and forever unfailing in you. Put your faith into what is eternal, changeless, and forever unfailing in you. Put your faith in what is eternal, changeless, and never fails in you. That's the love of God. Through the love of God within you, you can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and in sheer confidence. Through the love of God within you, you can resolve all seeming difficulties. Tell yourself this often today. Through the love of God within me, I can resolve all seeming difficulties. Through the love of God within me, I can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort. Through the love of God within me, I can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and in sure confidence. Tell yourself this often today. When you say you are sustained by the love of God, you are making a declaration of release from the belief in idols and fears and worries and anxieties and upsets. When you say you are sustained by the love of your Creator within you, it is your acknowledgement of the truth about yourself. Acknowledge the truth about yourself. Acknowledge the truth about yourself. You are sustained by the love of God. You are sustained by the love of your Creator. You are sustained by the love of the universe. You are sustained by the love of all that is. You are sustained by the love of all that is for you. Let that idea sink deep, deep into your consciousness. Repeat it. Think about it. Let some related thoughts come to you to show you that that's true. Remember something that you're grateful about. Remember something wonderful that happened to you unexpectedly. Remember that time when you thought there was no way out and a way magically appeared. Remember that time when you didn't know what to do but an answer came. Let related thoughts come to you to help you realize that it's the truth. You are sustained by something greater than yourself. Something greater than yourself is sustaining you. Let peace flow over you like a blanket. Let peace flow over you like a blanket of protection and safety and surety. Let peace flow over you like a blanket. Let peace flow over you like a blanket of protection. Let peace flow over you like a blanket of protection. Let peace flow over you like a blanket. Let peace flow over you like a blanket. Let peace flow over you like a blanket. Don't let any idle or foolish thoughts enter to disturb your peace of mind. Don't let any idle or foolish thoughts enter to disturb your peace of mind. Idle or foolish thoughts enter to disturb your peace of mind. That's the resting place where your Creator placed you forever. Try not to let any idle or foolish thoughts enter to disturb your peace of mind. Just take a moment just to feel the peace of being in this place. Just take a moment to realize you're safe. Just take a moment to be grateful for this moment right here that you're safe. You're safe. You're safe. You are sustained by the love of God. I am 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 sustained. That's the same thing. God is love. Y'all may not know, but you're the best thing that ever happened to me. And that's just the truth. We're going to be on page 368, paragraph 4. Only what you have been given can be lacking in any situation. Only what you have been given can be lacking in any situation. Only what you have not given can be lacking in any situation. Only what you have not given can be lacking in any situation. Only what you haven't given can be lacking in any situation. Only what you have not given can be lacking in any situation. Only what you have not given can be lacking in any situation. Only what you have not given can be lacking in any situation. Only what you haven't given can be missing in any relationship. Only what you have not given can be missing in any situation. And what you have not given is faith. Wherever there is something lacking, that is where faith is missing. But remember this, the goal of holiness, the goal of happiness, the goal of love, that's what that word holiness means. The goal of holiness and happiness and love was set for your relationship and not by you. You didn't set the goal of real happiness in your relationship because real holiness, real happiness cannot be seen except through faith. And your relationship wasn't happy, your relationship wasn't holy, your relationship wasn't peaceful, your relationship wasn't loving, because your faith in your brother was so limited and little. Your relationship wasn't happy because your faith was so little and limited in the other person. The relationship wasn't peaceful because my faith in the other person is limited and little. Your faith must grow.
That's pretty obvious. Your faith must grow to meet the goal. Your faith must grow to meet the goal that's been set. Your faith must grow to meet the goal. Your faith must grow to meet your goal. Your faith must grow to meet your goal that you have set. The goal's reality will call this faith forth. For you will see that peace and faith will not come separately. You will not have peace separate from faith. Where faith is, peace is. Where peace is, faith is. What situation can you be in without faith and remain faithful to your brother? How can you say that you're faithful to me and you have no faith in me?
Right.
You're faithful to me, but you have no faith in me. Every situation in which you find yourself is but a means to meet the purpose set for your relationship. Every situation that you find yourself in is another means for you to achieve your goal. So this situation right here is another means for us to achieve our goal. Right now is another opportunity for us to achieve our goal of peace and happiness. The reason why I have a problem with y'all is that my faith can be so limited and little. So the only thing that's missing in any relationship I'm in is what I haven't given. And what I'm not giving is my faith in you and the goal and God and love and truth. That's what's missing. Not the money for the phone bill, but your faith. Not the money they owe me, but my faith. So every situation in which I find myself is another opportunity for me to meet the goal. So when I'm with you, I look at it as another opportunity for me to meet my goal of being more loving, giving it and receiving it. So I use you every time we come together. And I always hope you'll use me. But I'm going to take advantage of every second I have with you by always using all the time I have with you to remember the truth and to try to shoot out some love and be as peaceful and loving as I possibly can. I'm not going to miss the opportunity to give it and receive it. So every situation I'm in is nothing but a means for me to meet the purpose set for my relationship, and the purpose set is peace and love. That's the purpose, right? Right?
Right.
Okay, so that means that if you see your relationship as something else other than a means to meet your goal, it means you are faithless. So being faithless means that I see you as a means to receive something other than love. If I'm being unfaithful to you, it really means I'm seeing in you something other than the opportunity to give you some love. That's deep.
Yeah.
See, this is another opportunity to give you some peace. So if I do anything other than want to be a means for your peace, now I'm being faithless to you. Use not your faithlessness. Don't use this opportunity to give me something other than love, and I won't use this opportunity to give you something else other than love, something like we could call it a hard time. Okay, I'm not going to use this moment to give you a hard time, because if I'm using this moment to give you a hard time, it means I'm being faithless to you. And so only what I'm not giving is missing in the situation, because I'm not giving you the love, and that's what the situation is meant to be for. And if I'm not using the situation to give you peace, then I'm being faithless to the situation. So it's what I'm not giving that's lacking in the situation. Because I could give you peace, and I could give you love regardless of your state of mind, how you feel, or whether you believe me, or whether you want to. Now, peace doesn't really have anything to do with you. Except you give me another opportunity to give myself more peace by giving it to you. Now, depending on what you want for yourself, you're going to determine that by what you give to me. So you're always giving to yourself, and I'm always giving to myself through others.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like you can receive something that you haven't given. And that's the trick to make you think you're a victim. That's the trick to make you forget your power. Okay. Everything that seems to happen to you that you didn't ask for is just another trick on your part to forget how powerful you are as a creator. No child of God is without power. That's just bottom line. If you're a child of love, if you're a child of God, if you're a child of the universe, which we all are, you are a powerful being. You are unbelievably powerful. And you're powerful enough to forget how powerful you are. Some of us are experts, masters. powerful masters. We are so good, we tossed our own identity out of our own minds. Now we don't even know who we are, so we let TV tell us, and we let radio tell us, and we let newspapers tell us, and we let everybody else tell us who we are. The way we know they lying is that every time you try to be what they say, you're not happy. That's all you need to know. When you being yourself, you won't be a miserable slob. So some of you know how far away you are from yourself. Even as I speak, you know, you're way off track. Okay. So remember, your Savior is someone who doesn't think you're the slob you think you are. When you think so. You know, when you take that mallet out and you're beating yourself up about something you think you've done, you've forgotten who you are. Your Savior doesn't forget who you are while you've forgotten, and that's what makes him a Savior. So even while you've forgotten that you deserve love, I'll remember for you, and I'll still give you love even while you're treating yourself like a dog. Now, I'm not going to jump in and interfere with you, because I'm not going to mess with your free will, nor am I going to shorten the length of time that it takes for you to realize the law of cause and effect, which is that you're doing it to yourself, and if I intervene, I'd be intervening with the most powerful law there is, cause and effect. And that would be undermining the very thing that I'm trying to do, which is to help you get in touch with your power that comes from cause and effect. That's why nothing interferes with your life. It's out of respect for your power until you ask, and then you show that you're ready by being willing to listen. And if you're willing to listen, you'd rather be happy than be right. Mm-hmm. If you're willing to listen, you're not asking a question already with an opinion in your mind about what the answer is. You're not just looking for confirmation of what you already believe in every gathering you go in just to reinforce your old way of thinking that hasn't worked. So something new is going to sound different, and it's probably going to cause you to feel some resistance because it's new. Okay? So, now, well, how do I deal with my faithlessness? How do I deal with my faithlessness? How do I deal with that moment when I want to give you something other than peace and I want to let you have it because I'm upset with you because of something I think you did to me and I'm just totally faithless right now? Okay. What says it right here? Let it enter. Now, we're pretty good at that, right? We got to let it enter in. We got that down. Okay, we can let our faithlessness enter, right? We can let our want to get upset and project. It's okay. The book says what? Let it enter. Okay, that means I'm not going to be in denial about the fact that I feel upset right now. I'm not going to be in repression. I'm going to let it, I feel angry. Let it enter. I feel faithless right now. I don't want to give you love. I want to give you a smack upside your head. I want to do it. Okay. Let it enter. Okay. He says, look upon it calmly. I see the part of me that want to whoop your butt. And I'm looking at it calmly. Let me at him, Earl. I'm watching, checking you out. They did it to you, man. It's their fault. They got it. It's okay. It's okay. I see you. Okay. It's okay. Who can tell me what the next instruction is? Do not use it. Do not use him. But I want to cuss him out. I want to hit him. I want to tell him how they're wrong. I want to blame him. I want to make him guilty. It's their fault. They don't know how cute I am. I want to get them. They don't recognize me. Yeah. Let me go out and get them, Earl. Let me go out and attack. I see you. I'm calm about you, but I'm not going to use you. Woo. Yeah. I see you. I let you in. I acknowledge you there. I'm going to look upon you calmly, and I'm not going to use you.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's huge. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
That's when it really gets difficult.
Yeah, it is huge.
That's when it's hard.
Yeah.
Do you know that nothing is difficult that is wholly desired? Do you know that?
Sure.
There's nothing that's difficult that you completely desire. Because completely desiring is how you create.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's how you create. A creator doesn't do. A creator creates.
Mm.
So, what do I do with those crazy thoughts? I let them enter. I look at them calmly. but I don't let them direct my actions. My departed me that says, take out, go get a gun and blow their head off. What I don't want to do is use it. I can have it, I can look at it, but I don't want to use it. I can have it, I can look at it, but I don't use it. I don't let it determine my actions. I don't let it make me give you something else other than peace. Now, sometimes in order for me to pull that off, and I have done this, I feel him coming up, and I feel those thoughts coming up, and that faithlessness coming up, and that wanting to use this for some other reason other than an opportunity to give peace and love, and I feel that twinge of attack and that guilt, and I go, drive off. I drive off, then I let it rant. And I'm sitting next to the river. Just live in Memphis next to the Mississippi River. Because I know that if I let it in, if I look at it calmly, but I don't use it, it'll play itself out, and I'll get to the sanity behind the anger. Then I can bring faithfulness back into the relationship, and the next time I see you, I can be in a more peaceful space, and now I'm using the relationship for what it's meant to be used for, and we can peacefully try to resolve whatever the issue is. But in most cases, when I get back, there's no issue to resolve because I was the problem and I was the answer. So by the time I get back, I'm saying, let's go to the movie. And I'm not talking theoretically. This is the way I do my relationships. And I have some really cool relationships, by the way. Matter of fact, I don't have a relationship that I'm having any problem with, period. Not with a relative, not with a friend, not with a nobody. Not with a lover, not with nobody. Yeah. Period. Yeah. None. So I'm not theoretical. But how did I get there? I let my anger in. I looked at it calmly, but I didn't continue to go off on people like I used to, expecting them to give me back love for attack. Okay. Let me do my mantra here just a second. That's my spiritual mantra. It's very powerful. You ought to do it sometime when you need some energy. As a matter of fact, those of y'all who felt like it, would you do it with me one time? Like a predator. Oh, money, poppy, oh. You want to rock your boat a little bit more. I'm not knocking old money pop me on. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. But it's not like a mm-mm on. Right. But you get more people to say that than to say mm-mm. Because if you're dedicated to your misery, you can't even act like for a second you could be happy. Because that blows your whole act.
Yep.
Yeah, you gotta be miserable all the time to be real miserable. You can't have no breaks. No, don't play that, because that means if you can have one moment that you felt all right, you can have two that you felt okay. And you can have five that you felt okay. So you gotta keep all happiness out at all costs if you really want to be miserable. Okay? If you want to blame people, you gotta stay miserable. It's important. Miserable. Got it? If you want to blame everybody for everything, you cannot be happy and pull off a good blame. Okay, you can't do it. There's no way somebody sees you with a happy face, they're going to believe that they're hurting you, hurting them, and that they're hurting you. It's impossible. The minute that you're happy, they ask, well, they think a thing must be okay. So if you want to make everybody around you feel bad about anything, you got to stay miserable so that they can see what they're doing to you. So happy. happiness is not allowed when you want to hold a grievance. If you want to hold a grievance, you've got to stay miserable so that the person will know how miserable you are because of what they've done. So just be clear now. If you just insist on holding that grievance, you got to make sure you're angry and upset every time you're around that person just to show them what they've done to you. So you got to stay miserable when you're with them.
So much
better. It's the stupidest plan I've ever heard of, but it's so popular. It's so friggin' popular.
Be a martyr, do it all.
That's what I'm saying. If you're going to be up on that cross, you know what I'm saying? Just make sure you really look miserable. Don't let them forget for a second how much they are hurting you. Okay?
Okay.
Just make sure now. I mean, even when you're not around them, you got to still be miserable. Because you got to really prove that they're the ones to blame. And they can't have really hurt you if you have any joy. So all those people that you might think hurt you a long time ago, if they really hurt you, then you couldn't be experiencing no joy right now. So if you're experiencing joy right now, if you're experiencing peace right now, if you're experiencing some happiness right now, they really didn't hurt you.
Yeah, all right.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, I'm
going to argue. Yes, they did. I know you want to argue with that. I know you don't. I know you want to argue. A lot of us want to. My insane Earl wants to argue. You stupid motherfucker. You're talking about butt in the grave of God. No, man. No. I know. Y'all got one. I got a crazy Earl. Leave him. You don't want to see him either. He knows the courts. Having an ego that knows the courts. Or an ego that knows the truth. God. Okay. I got 30 more minutes to use this situation for the reason that it's here, which is to love you up and tell you that you're powerful. That's basically what I'm telling you, is that you're powerful. Yeah. And I'm siding with your power.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If they really hurt you, you would be hurt now. You couldn't be happy now. So what I'm saying to you is, you are stronger than anything that has ever happened to you. You are obviously stronger than anything that's ever happened. That isn't theoretical. That isn't positive thinking. That's being in the now. If you're in the now, you know what I'm saying is true and it's not theoretical. If you're sitting up here, I don't care what you went through before you sat up here, you were greater and stronger than it. You couldn't be here.
Right.
Now, you can argue with me about that if you want to, but you're not going to change my mind. So there's no need to argue. If you want to believe you're weaker than everything that's happened to you, then I'm not going to interfere with that thought. But don't you stay upset because things always seem stronger and bigger than you either. Because that's your premise. I am a victim of everything. Well, what you're doing upset then if everything is making you a victim?
Okay.
And if everybody's doing it to you, then it's not your fault. And if it's not your fault, what you feeling guilty about? So even the person who did victim right still wouldn't be feeling guilty. The reason why I'm in the situation I'm in today is because I am a black man in America. So I'm a victim. Or would I like to believe that I'm the child of God? I'm totally, completely, unlimited, totally loved, have all kinds of power to create my reality, didn't really know it, decided to have the experience of being a black dude named Earl who thinks he's a body in a human world, checking out all the human things for a while, but I have to forget that I am the child of God so I can take it all seriously. And enlightenment is nothing but me deciding to wake up from my dream again. And we call it getting on the path. That's just Noah. I'm ready to wake up to who I am again now. That's all it means. Some people still want to stay asleep, and they'll be the ones who oppose the idea because they still want to have the experience. And if you love them, you let them have the experience. You follow the prime directive. You don't interfere with other civilizations. But even Captain Kirk and him would go down sometimes and help a few of them out who was really cool and willing. They just had to do it on the sly. And that's just the way spirit does it for those of us who believe. And if we're surrounded by a lot of people who don't believe that there's anything greater than themselves. We get to, they don't want to interfere with the civilization that we're in, but they also realize we are willing to look beyond what we're seeing, so they'll make their presence known to us, help us out a little bit, and move on. But do it in such a way that you seem normal and like everybody else, and that you don't scare the people who believe that the only thing that's real is what they see. Because there's no one that's more blind than somebody who only perceives form. If you can't look no further than my body, you're blinder than Stevie Wonder. Because my body isn't what I am. Who you're dealing with is who's functioning through this body. That's Earl Purdy. This is just a symbol that I exist. And I try to keep it in shape, but I don't do too good sometimes. Does anybody want me for my symbol? Anybody like a symbol, please?
I need a symbol lover. Can I get a symbol lover tonight? Symbol lover out there?
I can dress this symbol up, let me tell you. I can move this symbol. We're the symbol people. So I can either be something more than what I was taught, or I can be what I really am and then forgive what it looked like I was. That's easier. That's right. I used to think my heart was inside of here. I used to think my feelings was inside of here. I used to, when somebody says, what do you want in your heart? I need to kind of like focus on this area of my body. It was really interesting. I thought I existed inside of my liver. But if you look around your body, I defy you to tell me where you're located. You know you're not in your elbow. You know it. You know you're not in your elbow. Tell the truth. Okay. Your feet. Are you in your feet? Don't feel like it, do it. There's nowhere in your body you can. It's only a problem when you're doing stuff guiltily with somebody that don't really want to do it with you, that you ought not be doing it with in the first place. That's when the problems arise. Not the thing you're doing, but the choices you make, who you're going to do it with. And if you don't love yourself, you can always choose somebody that's going to give you some kind of punishment or pain or sorrow behind it. But it's not because they're there to hurt you. It's that you want to hurt yourself because you don't love yourself, so you use them to give yourself the punishment you think you deserve for what you think you've done. Then you blame them for the pain you gave yourself, because it sounds too crazy to believe you're asking for punishment for yourself. So without blaming you, it would seem really insane. I made myself feel mad about my boss today. I made myself feel mad today about my children. I made myself feel mad today about traffic. I made myself, you know, if you were just really just running down like that, you'd think you were crazy by the end of your conversation. You'd be going like, what? Why would I do that to myself? That's the question that you always ask when you first hear the truth. Why would I do that to myself? Uh-huh. That's the first question people always ask. Well, why would I do that to myself? And then when I tell them, they still don't get it. You're doing it to yourself because you don't love yourself. You're doing it to yourself because you don't love yourself. You're doing it to yourself because you don't love yourself and you're trying to punish yourself. You're doing it to yourself because you don't love yourself and you're trying to punish yourself. You're doing it to yourself because you don't love yourself and you're trying to punish yourself. You're doing it to yourself because you think you're guilty and sinful and you got to make up for your guilt and sins. You're doing it to yourself because you think you're not enough. You're doing it to yourself because you think you're not enough. You're doing it to yourself because you don't love yourself. You're doing it to yourself because you're not living up to your ideal self. You're doing it to yourself because you haven't lived up to your own ideal self. You're doing it to yourself because you don't love yourself. That's why you're doing it to yourself. That's why you're doing that relationship to make you miserable to yourself. That's why you're doing that body that you're doing to yourself. That's why you're doing that money you're doing to yourself. That's why you're doing that job you're doing to yourself. You're doing it to yourself because you don't love yourself. And you're trying to punish yourself so that you can clear the slate so that you can be okay again. Because we know when we make a mistake, we need to be spanked. And when we get spanked, we're okay again. And your life is just one big damn spanking. must have been spanking ourselves for years. My ass is raw.
I take a relationship. I take my finances.
Amen.
Yeah.
The doors of the crotch are open. Okay, now. But I'd be the first comedian assassinated the first weekend if they do that fight. Somebody shoot me right up those days. I'm the unknown comedian of God. No one is to know I exist except a very few people, and I've been successful at that for 25 years. I've successfully kept my success small and hidden. I'm not a failure. I just have really specific goals. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I declare my life a success.
Me too.
I declare my life a success.
Yes.
And the only reason why I wouldn't agree with that would be that I'm judging my spiritual progress by worldly material values.
Yeah.
The only reason why you feel not good about the progress you're making within is you're still judging yourself by the very false values that you claim you don't want to believe in no more. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Like, why are you in a spiritual class? Because I want to be more loving. I want to be more giving. I don't want to be materialistic. That's okay to have wonderful material things, but I want to go beyond that because what's real is beyond that. And then why do you think you're a failure? Because I don't have a lot of people, I don't have a lot of money, I don't have a lot of knowledge, and I don't really have a lot of nice things. Wait a minute. You're judging yourself by the very things you're saying. You're trying to never judge yourself by again. Of course you're going to feel like a failure. Are you a little bit more peaceful than you used to be? Are you more saner than you used to be? Are you choosing for your happiness more than you used to? Are you more aware of who you are? Are you taking more responsibility for the things that happen to you? Have you had enough of feeling guilty and you want to now experience more love?
Yes.
Then you are progressing. You're succeeding with your goal. And you can feel that way in your credit card can be totally over its limit. You know? That has nothing to do with none of that. But what's so cool about it is the more you get in touch with who you really are, the echo of being who you are will create the material circumstances of abundance that you dream about without you having to focus on it.
Yeah.
I want all the best things that life has to offer. I just don't want to spend all my time trying to make it happen by myself.
Yeah.
Trying to get people to cooperate who don't really want to cooperate because they're saying, get the hell away. I'm busy. I ain't interested. What you going to do for me? I got my own life to worry about. So obviously, I'm coming up with a plan that's kind of difficult because nobody wants to help me with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, being who I am, using every situation for a faithful situation, which is to give each other peace and give each other joy, that vibration will create a vibration of prosperity and abundance that will draw to you everything you desire and everything that you need. It will just be magnetized and drawn to you. And it will come to you in the form you need it in the most, and it will not be the most frightening to you. That's the other way things can happen. Besides the way we've been doing it. I'm going to pick somebody that's going to fulfill my dream whether they want to or not. And if they don't, I'm going to have a grievance. And I'm going to go to therapy to forgive them for not acting out my plan the way I wanted them to without even asking them if it was something they wanted to do in the first place.
That's right.
And I got an appointment tomorrow for my therapist. Why? I got to forgive somebody for not acting out my script. I selected you as the one to make me happy. You're doing a lousy job. You really need to get on the case. My happiness is in your hands. And in return, you get my dysfunctional love. I promise you, I'll give you some love that I don't even know what it is. And I don't even know how to do it, and I'm scared. But that's what you get in return, and I'm cute. Don't forget, I'm cute, so overlook the fact that I'm crazy as hell. I'm cute. wouldn't know how to hug you. I wouldn't know how to look at you in the face and tell you the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. I appreciate you more than anything. I'm blessed to even have you in my face and in my life. I can scarcely keep from crying because you look so beautiful to me. That's the way you talk to somebody you love. I'm shy.
That's an excuse.
It's an excuse. It's an excuse. Somebody's hurt me in the past. I do it, but that's something I didn't hurt. Isn't that the truth? All of us would love people if they just proved they deserved it, wouldn't we? That's reasonable.
Yeah.
Isn't it a trip when you hear it? But if the world is a reflection of what you give and you're not going to give it, then you never receive it, and so you don't get a chance to give it. So the people that are waiting for the right people to show up before they start giving love are the ones who will be waiting forever. Because it's a mirror, and your mirror is never going to reflect back to you a sweater you're not wearing. Right? Right? So if I'm standing in front of a mirror in this sweater, and I want to see this sweater in the mirror, I better be wearing this sweater. But it would be crazy for me to be standing in the mirror expecting to see this sweater and I don't have it on. Right? That's the same as sitting back waiting for everything to happen to you. And then after it happens to you, then you're going to be the one to give the trust and the love and the peace. That's why I said this is such a cool opportunity, because being here with you gives me an opportunity to be myself more than I'm myself any other time, which creates more reflections of who I am loving me, which makes me feel more innocent about who I am, which in turn makes me become more loving, which generates much more love coming back to me, and it just keeps growing like that. But it had to start with me not listening to the insane Earl when he wanted me to repeat an old pattern that I've done a million times. I had to at some point go, no, I'm not going to attack. No, I'm not going to use you. No, I'm not going to project. No, I'm not going to blame. No, I'm not going to see myself as a victim. No, no, no. No, no, no. No. I'll teach you how to paint. I take you to a yoga class. You want to go to a movie? You want to go to Disney World? Just take your ego out on a date. Okay. It's the one thing that we cannot talk about. And I want to let go of my guilt around money. And I want to let go of my guilt and fear around the body and sexuality and success and having what I deserve in the world. If it is indeed my reality, then I have to use every situation as an opportunity for me to practice giving what I want to receive. If that really is the rule, then everybody that's in my life is an opportunity for me to receive what I want and help them receive what they want. Now, I'm going to make it easy on myself by being in relationships with people I like. Because I figure it'll be a lot easier to give love to somebody I like than somebody I'm constantly trying to change because I'm dissatisfied with. I'm not going to set it up that if in the giving and receiving world that I'm always up against obstacles. I'm dealing with something. I'm at a job I don't want to give at. I'm in a relationship I don't want to give in. I'm in a financial situation I can't give in. I'm in a health situation. I don't want to set that spiritual path up. I tried that spiritual path and I've watched other people do that spiritual path, and this spiritual path is for people who are willing to have it easy to get to the exact same location. You know, you could go up here to Pete's on your hands and knees, or you could go to Pete's and somebody give you a lift in the car. You still get to Pete's, but one of them had a much better journey than the other. Now, some of y'all know them crawling journeys, and you're looking for other folk to crawl with you. And if they don't, you get mad at them, because you want them to sacrifice for you. And then there's another group of people that want to come from a place of being so complete and so whole that they're overflowing with so much good stuff that you're just receiving great stuff just out of the overflow of the good stuff that they're getting. It's like having a big old milkshake and it's coming over the side of the glass. You don't mind whoever has some of that milkshake that's going over the side of the glass because your glass is full. So it's the person that's full that can give. The person that's in fear and lack is the last person that can give. They're the one that's calling for love. They're calling for help. They're calling for giving. And they're innocent too. But they are definitely not the ones that's going to give it to you. Because they don't think they have it to give. They're going to tell you something like, when I get it, I'll give it to you. They're the future givers of the universe.
Well, if I had this, I'd give it to you. And then one day,
I promise, you're going to have it one day. Just wait. I hope you don't die first. I hope I don't die first. And then there's another group that's saying, you know, I know it's in me, but it's hidden and it's blocked by all these crazy beliefs and ideas and learnings that I got from the world and that I gave myself. But there's this diamond that's inside of me, and all I want to do is remove all the blocks and everything that keeps me from getting in touch with it. So one person is seeking, but they're seeking for what they know is there, so they find it. Another person is seeking based on the idea that they don't have it, so they never find it. Because they're seeking it based on the idea they don't have it. That's different from seeking from the perspective that you do have it, but it's hidden from you. See the difference? So let's state right now that we are these powerful, abundant, unlimited beings, and it may be hidden from us. We might not see it all the time. We might not feel it all the time. We might be fooled by what seems to be the circumstances and situations in our life sometimes, but we go, and the treasure is there. The treasure is there, and I'm going to find it because it's located in me, so how can I not find it? And then everything in the world is going to be something that helps me find it, and I'm going to help everything else find it. So it's going to be a cooperative venture. I'm going to try to witness back to you that you deserve it, and I want you to witness back to me that I deserve it, and anything that will keep us from doing that, that's what we'll call the forgiveness process.
Amen.
Uh-oh, we're forgetting our purpose. Okay, so I'm just coming over to Twitter. We know why we're really in this relationship, is to remind each other of how loving we are and how much we deserve to have love. Now, right now, I'm not feeling that, and you're not feeling that, so that means we must need to see something different right now, because that's not really our goal. And so let's start from there. We're going to work this out from the perspective that we know we really want to join and we don't want to separate. So whatever's coming up between us, we know it can be healed because we want to join. But if she goes, well, you know, I don't really want to join. I don't really see it as want to have peace with you. I don't really want to continue to have this relationship with you. I would feel my faithlessness come up, and I would let it enter, and I would look at it calmly. I wouldn't use it, right? And what I would do, I would honor your feeling, because I know it would be ridiculous to try to speak for peace and love with somebody that don't want to speak it with me. So that means you and I have learned as much as we can from each other right now. How do I know that? Because we're not joining on the goals of loving each other and having peace with each other right now. So that means we've learned as much as we can from each other right now, and we need to appear to separate. I've given it my best shot, you've given it your best shot. I've given it my best shot, you've given it your best shot. I've given it my best shot, you've given it your best shot. We've given it our best shot, you've given it your best shot. And we're still at the same old stuff again. Whew. Why don't we love each other enough to admit that we've learned as much as we can from each other right now? You're innocent, and I've learned as much as I can from you right now. You've learned as much as you can from me right now, because I want to kill you. So that means you graduated. You see what I'm saying? It'd be much better to realize that it doesn't mean you won't ever have peace with that person. It just means you have learned as much as you can from that person right now. Right now. And all relationships are destined to become healed. So don't worry about it. It's okay. And being healed with somebody doesn't mean you have to go out to lunch with them. Okay? All right, okay, last 3 minutes. Take a breath with me. You powerful son of a gun. I went over the same thing I went over Sunday because I wanted to make sure that we are hearing it. So when you go out of here tonight, what you want to do is remember that only what you have not given in any situation could be the only thing that's lacking, and the only thing that can be lacking in any situation is your faith. And that simply means in this instance you have forgotten what you're in the relationship for. You've forgotten what you're in this situation for. That's why you're disturbed right now. So if you've been in some kind of disturbance, some kind of sadness, some kind of anger, it just means you've forgotten what this relationship is for. Or you've forgotten what that situation is for. Or you've forgotten what this job is for. You've forgotten what this relationship is for. So really, disturbance and fear really comes from forgetting your purpose. Which means that I have forgotten that this is another situation that I could use to help me achieve my goal. Because every situation is a situation that you could use as a means to meet your goal. Even if you don't know how to meet the goal, even if you don't know how to meet the goal, say this situation that I'm in right now is a means to meet my goal of peace. This situation that I'm in right now can be a means to meet my goal of peace. This situation that I'm in right now can be used as a means for peace. This situation that I'm in right now can be used for a means for peace. This situation that I'm in right now can be used as a means for peace. This situation that I'm in right now can be used as a means for peace. This situation that I'm in right now can be used for a means. It can be a means for peace. Ask for this relationship to be a means for your peace. Ask for this circumstance to be a means for your peace. Ask for this situation, circumstance. Ask for this appearance to be a means for your peace. If you have a physical ailment, ask that your body be used as a means for health. Ask that your body be used as a means for health. Ask that your body be used as a means for peace. Ask that your body be used as a means for peace. In any area that you feel upset in, ask that that situation be used as a means for your peace. Ask that that situation, you know the situation, you know the situation, you know the situation, you know the situation I'm talking about. Say, I would love that situation to be used as a means for peace. I ask that this situation be used as a means for peace. I ask that this relationship that I'm in right now be used as a means for peace. I ask that the thoughts I have in my mind be used as a means for peace. I ask that the thoughts that I have in my mind be used as a means for peace. I ask that my feelings and emotions be used as a means for peace. I ask that all my friends and acquaintances and relatives be used as a means for peace. I ask that the general public and the world be used as a means for peace. That's what being faithful means. It means using a situation to be a means for peace. And when you feel your ego come up and you feel your anger come up and you feel your anxiety come up, let it enter. Don't be in denial. Don't be in denial. Don't be in denial. Tell the truth about how you feel. Tell the truth to yourself about how you feel. But then look at it calmly. Look at it calmly. Just, yeah, this is the way I feel. I'm being honest with myself. This is the way I feel. And I know I'm telling myself some of that old advice, I'm giving myself some of that old advice. I'm having these old fearful, angry, negative feelings, and I'm giving myself that old advice, and I'm going to let it enter. I'm not going to fight it. I'm going to look at it. But you know what? I'm not going to use you. I'm not going to use you. I know you told me to pick up that phone and cuss them out. I'm not going to use you. I know you're telling me to go attack them. Guess what? I'm not going to use you, but I will look at you calmly. I will look at you calmly. I will not repress you. I will not attack that voice. I just won't use it. So I'd like for you to put yourself right in the middle of your thoughts right now. I want you to kind of look, you know, give you a break. How about it? You know, you've done the best you can. You know, I know sometimes you don't live up to your ideals with yourself, but forgive yourself. And the only thing that's waiting for you is everything you've ever wanted in your heart. Only the loving thoughts are real. The rest of them are just errors, mistakes made out of fear and unawareness. You are innocent. may the course